Welcome to Chris Godez and Ryan After Hours, number 419. I'm the executive producer. My name is Rudy. And unfortunately, no new podcast today. Boo! Everybody is stuck in a meeting. I was not invited, which is fine. I know a lot of people get all butthurt and go, how come I didn't get invited to the meeting? Why can't I be in there? I'm the exact opposite. I don't want to know what's going on in there, and I don't need to be in there. So those guys got to go take care of something. In the meantime, I wanted to definitely get something up for you guys. And we actually got a suggestion in our text, which, by the way, thank you guys so much for dropping us a text at 75617 that said, hey, why don't you guys throw the piece of content that you had up yesterday, the Brutal Honesty, why don't you throw that into your podcast? And I thought, that's brilliant. So thank you so much to the techs that had made that suggestion. So here you go. If you heard it on the show yesterday, here's a little bit. You guys wanted it. We better deliver on it. This is Brutal Honesty, number 419, Chris Godez and Ryan After Hours.
Well, it's Brutal Honesty. Let's do it.
Okay.
You know, we've offered this service pretty much to anybody who calls in on Love Mer List 'Em. Hey, guess what? If you really want to get the answer to your big question, why don't we get you on the phone with your significant other, and then I'll help you through this difficult conversation, and we'll get answers, huh?
Yeah, because if there's anybody who can get an answer out of you and mm-hmm. is so good at this, it's Ryan.
It's a gift.
It really is.
I thought this would be great. You know, we offer it to people, Brutal Honesty, and then they usually go, we're good, thank you.
Yeah. We'll pass.
No, thanks. That's a hard no.
Well, just think about it and call us back. Yeah. Crickets.
Yep. Never again. Until we hear from Matt about his girlfriend, Jackie. And he's like, you know what? This has gone on too long. I would like to do this. Let's do Brutal Honesty. And we're like, yes.
Woo!
Yes, please.
Because
we love hearing the awkwardness and hearing difficult conversations. It's just fascinating to be a spectator in all this. And so we're ready to go.
Oh, man.
And here it's about to get uncomfortable.
Oh, gosh.
This is just how we like it.
Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I read your email. We've had a chance to catch up over your issue. And I know that you've got a dating problem that we can help you with today. What is it?
Yeah. So I've been chatting online with this girl for a little while. And frankly, she just keeps dragging me along. You know, we'll chat on the phone. She's open to sending me pictures. She'll text me. But she won't meet me in person.
That's alarming, isn't it?
Yeah. She's canceled on me a couple of times. Frankly, it's driving me crazy. Typically, I would move on, but we get along really well, and she's insanely hot. I mean, like, drop-dead gorgeous.
Ooh.
Like athletic gorgeous?
Yeah, just absurdly attractive.
Oh.
So I've had tons of thoughts roll through my mind, you know, like, is she a nasty chick who just stole some pictures online of some random hot girl? And
oh yeah, that happens.
Am I talking to a dude who's using a voice disguiser?
That's always the ones you want to look out for, the ones using a voice disguiser.
So she actually agreed to FaceTime with me, and I could see she was completely legit. So frankly, I can't make any sense of why she won't meet up with me. I just don't know why she's stringing me along.
Well, when we got your email, you know, we all agreed that there's something going on here, and we want to get the brutal honesty out of your girlfriend. And so she's on the phone right now. Hi, Jackie.
Hi.
So I don't know if I can call you girlfriend, boyfriend, but the girl you're chatting with online, is there a reason why you won't meet Matt?
I feel awful that you feel that way. I'm sorry that we haven't met up yet. I've had a really good time getting to know you. Really enjoyed our chats. I also really want to meet you in person, but there's something that's been holding me back.
Well, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you meet up with him? Like, what's the reason?
I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I've met online who go crazy over my pictures, and then they meet me.
What?
You're like a third arm?
I haven't been able to hold down a long-term relationship because of it. Guys are really mean to women with disabilities.
Oh, are you saying what I think you're saying?
I'm in a wheelchair.
Matt, did you know that?
No, I had no idea.
Well, what's going on, Jackie? How did this happen?
I mean, I got in a car accident a few years back. I was the most active girl. I participated in every sport and activity you can think of, and then it all came to an end.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I'm paralyzed from the waist down.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't want to roll into the restaurant and have to see that look on your face. You know, I've seen it on every other guy's face that I've met online. They act nice and cool, like it's no big deal, and then I never hear from them again. You know, I actually like you. I just wanted to keep this going for a while.
Well, I mean, geez, I appreciate you, you know, telling me about it now. If you would have told me that initially, I could have just told you that that's not a huge deal. Like, that's not a deal breaker for me at all. I just really like having gotten to know you.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I mean, I think that, like, being honest is probably the most important thing we could do with one another to start off things, right?
Okay, well, then I think that we're in a great place. This is brutal honesty. Jackie was very honest in answering your question, Matt. Maybe, Jackie, you have a question for Matt, something you've always wondered as you guys have chatted over the last few months?
Whenever we talk about past relationships, you always say, like, whatever happens in the past should stay in the past. But you never talk about if you want kids someday. Why is that?
Well, maybe it's a little early in the relationship to talk about kids.
Yeah, huh? You should probably meet first in person.
But is there a reason why you avoid those topics?
No, that's a fair question. And since you know, dropped a bomb on me, I guess, you know, I should be comfortable telling you that I actually have a kid. I don't talk about it a whole lot because I absolutely loathe my ex-girlfriend.
Loathe?
Well, she lied to me about being on birth control specifically so she could get pregnant.
Wow.
So we have a 5-year-old son together. You know, I try to be present, but it's not something I ever wanted. And so, you know, Jackie, I guess while we're being very honest, are you able to have kids because of your injury?
No, I can't.
Well, that's great. I don't want kids. I definitely not anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. Hey, this might be a match made in heaven.
Well, I guess that's a positive then. I guess, can I ask you just one more question?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is it that you always change the subject when we talk about our families? Like, you'll tell stories about almost anyone except your mom. Why do you do that?
Oh man. This is getting a little more intense than I thought it might. Wow. So my mom is in trouble. I don't like to talk about it because it's not too flattering. And frankly, she hasn't really been super active in my life. Even when I was a kid, I really didn't see much of my mom. I spent pretty much all of my time with my grandma, who I love very much, and I think of her as my mom. But the main reason for all of that is that my mom was in and out of jail pretty much my whole life. She's actually back in jail again right now. Just really can't seem to get her life in order. She struggles a lot with addiction, and she was busted recently selling painkillers, like a lot of painkillers.
Oh, what kind of stuff does she sell?
Oh, geez, she had everything. I mean, Oxy, Percocet, morphine, Demerol, Vicodin.
Oh my God! Hey. So she's a moving Walgreens. Jeez.
Yeah. So either way, she's currently serving time because of it. So yeah, I avoid bringing up stories about dear old mom because, you know, in my experience, women always look at the relationship between a boy and his mom for clues about how he'll treat a woman. And, you know, I don't think you should worry. I was raised by the absolute best, my grandma, so we're all good there.
Oh.
But, you know, I like to keep it a little closer to the chest.
I love Desdra.
I'm just
brutal honesty. Oh!
This is very emotional.
What do you say to this, Jackie?
I'm just so sorry to hear that. And we don't ever have to talk about her again, I promise. But I do want to ask if you're still interested in meeting me in person now that you know the truth.
I mean, absolutely. I have nothing against you being in a wheelchair. I mean, I just hate that you decided how I was going to feel about this without letting me react on my own. I would absolutely love to go out. I am still dying to meet you. And I feel like I've known you for years, even though we've never met in person. It's really strange. But I say we just put all of this stuff behind us and get out and meet.
This is great. You guys are brutally honest with each other. And I'd say it's working out for both of you.
Yeah.
I'd say so.
Oh my gosh, I love this one.
So you guys are going to actually meet up?
I'd love to. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm so glad you came on. I know this is not easy, but you both did it. Well done. Bravo. Go have lunch and get to know each other, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.